Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell, good morning.
Very good morning, Gavin. And being widely reported in the newspapers this morning that Derry are close to appointing Paddy Talley as their new football manager.
Oh.
Derry.
Another Tyrone person goes to Derry?
Exactly, yeah. They're the only county yet to get a manager in place for next season.
It's such a great relationship, those counties, too.
They do, exactly. That's another story. But certainly Mickey Hart left 4 months ago now, hard to believe. And remember the uproar maybe within the county when he was appointed, bringing in a Tyrone native. Well, Paddy's from Tyrone as well. Looks like that he is going to be taking up that role. He's been with the Kerry Footballers for the last three seasons, and he was expected to continue that role, albeit in a different sort of position with Jack O'Connor's backroom team. So I'm sure that's going to cause a little bit of unease as well down in the kingdom this morning. The AIB Leinster Senior Club football quarterfinal between St. Lomans and Castletown last night called off due to the heavy fog. Rescheduled date expected today. The Irish rugby and Argentina rugby teams for Friday's test match will be announced later today. The speculation is that Andy Farrell will keep changes from the All Blacks defeat to a minimum. Robbie Henshaw could return there. Prop Keane Healy is expected to equal Brian O'Driscoll's record of 133 Irish international caps if he comes off the bench. He's been talking to Michael Corcoran about the challenge the Pumas will pose.
They're a strong pack, strong forwards, and they pose a lot of threats. So We've done some of our review on them. You know, you keep an eye on what's going on and what they're doing and how they play, and you kind of dip in and out of that. But it's definitely something that we want to do, is get our game right and put our stamp on it.
Their head coach is a man who you're well acquainted with, Felipe Contepomi. I mean, you know him as a player. I mean, as a coach, will he carry that into being a coach, if you understand? What kind of a fellow was he as you were playing alongside him?
Different as a player and a coach, you know, like he was fiery enough as a player, and I think as he moved into coaching and he was at Leinster and stuff, he was very controlled, knew exactly what he wanted, and I think he had a good air of calmness about him. So I would imagine he's brought that in, continued it with him, and he's drilling the guys very well. So it'll be interesting battle. He'll know a lot of us very well.
You've been fortunate enough, and it is a fortune and an honour, to wear an Ireland jersey on 132 occasions. If you're involved this weekend, it'll be 133. That's the same as Brian O'Driscoll. Do you get a chance to think about that? Or I would imagine every time you put on the shirt is pretty precious for you.
Yeah, I try not to think too much about it. I think probably something to look back on more than look forward to. Any of those things would tend to build a bit of stress in the week for me, so I just disassociate and continue my week as a normal week, and come maybe Thursday when I'm on top of my detail and all, something might set in, but hopefully not.
Yeah, Keane Healy playing it down. It would be some record all the same, wouldn't it? 133 appearances, and he's not done yet. Finally, in the golf, Max Kennedy remains in the hunt for a card on the DP World Tour next season. He had a bit of a roller coaster ride yesterday, but he remains four shots outside the all-important top 20, which would secure a tour card for next season.